Hi. So I have this great privilege of inviting you to begin to draw inward, to settle in, to find a way to feel comfortable enough, safe enough, to draw inward and let go a little bit of your normal vigilance. And as you get ready, we can have this little bit of instruction that you hear what you need to hear and you can let go of the rest. And sometimes these things are like medicine and we need to take in that which we need and attend to that which shows up, and we listen and we can invoke the imagination to come along just for a little bit. So what I would like to invite you to do is just notice your attention at the breath, the touch feeling of the breath, the nostrils. No work to do or effort to make. Each breath can be like a precious gift. And I'd like for you to recall, if you like, right before we say the Shema, we are reminded how deeply we are loved. We remind ourselves before the Shema, right before we enter into deep listening, understanding, how deeply you have loved us. And that can rise up in us like a memory, like a letting in, suspending rationality for a bit, allowing the imagination to function, to take this on as if it were true. We are deeply loved, that we can drop this idea into this contemplation in this time of repose. So settling in and noticing the breath, this breath, in this moment that breathes all by itself. And it might be nice to remember there is no right or wrong way to breathe. Paying attention to each breath at the nostrils as if it were a precious gift. The inhale and the exhale, and the transition in between. Familiar, like coming home to yourself. And you may begin to notice your body just sitting here, alive from head to toe, breathing, contained by skin, and even the skin breathes. Here's your head, the top of your head, the crown of your head, which might remember the sky above you, roots in heaven. In the back of your head, sometimes we naturally feel ourselves from the inside out, sometimes from the outside in, and sometimes both at once. Feeling your temples and your forehead, never knowing what you might feel, we are skin and muscle and bone, solid and liquid and space and heat. Drawing close to not knowing, so intimate, open. And feeling your eyes, the little muscles around your eyes have no work to do right now. Seeing is passive and receptive. Light comes to you. And your nose and the soft touch of the breath. You might even feel the breath as it passes over the upper lip. The mouth, the lips and the tongue and the jaw, chin and the cheeks, that lower jaw can just hang from the upper jaw. All the social muscles, those outward facing social muscles, can begin to rest as you draw further inward. Your ears and those little muscles around the ears, and hearing. Hearing is passive and receptive. Sound comes to you. So here is the head and the face and the neck, that bridge between the heart and the mind. Sometimes all choked up, sometimes flowing smoothly. And your shoulders, which are touched by each breath. Your arms and your hands. Setting down any burdens you don't need to take into this time outside of time. Loosening your grip on anything you might be holding on to too tightly. Just for a little while. So the shoulders and the arms and the hands and the attention can begin to move to the trunk of the body, feeling what it feels like to be alive. Nothing to create, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Expanding and contracting with each breath. The organs functioning all on their own. Diaphragm moving down and up. The space opening and closing and opening within you. And you can feel your hips and your pelvis and your weight-supported gravity dependable. Feeling supported and finding, as you're ready, your legs and your feet. And perhaps your feet might remember the floor beneath you, the earth beneath you, drawing up stability and strength as you need. And this period of repose, drawing inward to a place of comfort and ease, private and personal. And while we're here, if you like, making use of the imagination, if you like, you can invite the four bubbies into this space, the grandmas and nanas, those mythical elements that know loving kindness and compassion, and joy and equanimity. Like inviting your ancestors into the sukkah. We invite these bubbies in what they know. How deeply you have loved us. And we can rest here in our imagination. It's like a gift, it unfolds at its own pace. And if you like, the imagination can summon the Bobby of loving kindness who sits with you. sees you like a newborn. Your heart's connected, each breath precious and a miracle. And you rest her in her gaze, the presence of kindness. Being seen as a newborn. Just resting here. And as you're ready, and only as you're ready, and maybe you'll stay here with this bubby, or you'll begin to notice another, that bubby of compassion who knows how to sit and be with a sick child. Not to fix, but to accompany. And she can utter something like, "Oh, you poor dear," and let it land at home in your heart, and know you're seen. Patient and warming. This bubby is so needed. That gaze that touches you and folds you so gently, inviting comfort and ease as we just rest here. And she accompanies you. And as that image begins to unfold, you can begin to remember the bubby of sympathetic joy who watches that 10-year-old and you leap and jump with great abandon, or maybe observes you in a quiet moment of delight, like the rising up of a new idea or the vision of a small flower. She shares that delight, that joy with you unabashedly delighted and known. This bubby too is essential to get to know her too, to be able to call upon her. And the fourth bubby, as you're ready, is that bubby of equanimity who can watch the child become an adult and embark on their own life. And even if we can't find that within us, she knows. She knows the firm ground of nothingness. She knows deep faith. She knows the eternal present. She might remind you or bring to mind someone who's had your back, or maybe one of those pillars who holds up your sky. This grandmother possesses all this, and she can help steady you as you remember. You remember a container big enough for our lives that can hold all this. So here we rest with those grandmas, those puppies gazing upon us, and we can simply let them be present to us as we sit here in a place of no demands. And of course, all the obstacles that we throw up or thrown up on our way to understanding all this, we will hold those with great interest also and allow them to unfold with what is showing up to be known as we just rest here in the presence of these wise old crones. As we just rest here breathing this breath in this moment with nothing to do or create or fix, feeling what it feels like to be alive in this body, each breath so precious, a gift to us. Like sound and sight and smell, all our senses, a gift. Feeling the soft touch of the inhale and the subtle touch of the exhale and the transition in between, always available, like coming home to this moment, this breath. And as you're ready, you can begin to feel those feet on the floor and your skin containing your body, and the ambient sound around you might become more audible as you connect with what's external too. And your eyes open, you can take in light and shape and shadow as if for the first time. And then bring your attention back to the room where you sit. Very good, and thank you so much.